You ever make anything out of hog's blood?
Mm-mm. I don't know any of these.
What about the juice? What about butter? Now, if you kept meat too long, it would be spoiled. What about butter? What would it be? If you kept it too long, would it be spoiled or what? Is, you know, when it gets kind of doesn't taste good.
I don't know. What is it called?
Well, different things. So rancid, spoiled. I don't know.
Yeah.
Strong, stout. Funky smelling. Never heard any.
Gross.
Okay. What about thick soured milk? What would you call that? That you might keep
spoiled.
On.
Spoiled.
Spoiled milk. Okay. Ever know of any kind of cheese made out of that? What about that white cheese you might eat on fruit? You might buy in a little carton like this round. That you might
cream cheese.
Yeah, or that you might, so if you're people on diets, eat it all the time.
Gross, I don't know.
Y'all are eating
cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I love it.
And after people milked cows, what's the first thing they did with it to get the impurities out?
Pasteurize.
Okay. And before they pasteurized it, they had to pour it through something.
Yeah, funnel.
Yeah. And now, if you wanted to...
A strainer.
And so if you were doing that, you did what? If you poured it through a strainer, you...
You took all the germs out.
Okay. And now something that's baked in a deep dish may be made of several layers of fruit with a crust on top of it, say apple.
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And is that the same thing as pie? Is it different?
Different.
How's it different?
A cobbler has a dough that is crumbled or placed in a dish with the fruit. It's not necessarily rolled out. In fact, most of the cobblers I ever fix or have eaten, it's poured directly into the baking dish. But a pie has it, the dough rolled out, and it's formed into a pie shell.
If somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. And a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or something like that, you call that a what?
Sauce.
Mm-hmm. And food that you have between regular meals, you had a
snack.
Mm-hmm. And you will get the parts of eating here. So you say, yesterday I
ate.
I have
eaten.
And I will
eat.
Okay. And let's see. We talked about coffee earlier. How do you make your coffee? Do you have instant?
4 cups of water. 2 spoons of regular grind coffee.
How's that?
Perked.
Mm-hmm. And if you were thirsty, you might go get a what? A
drink of water.
And be in a
glass.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If we're talking about breaking a glass here, you would say yesterday I
broke.
Or I have
broken.
Or I will
break.
Okay, I did break the man's hood today. Okay, and talking about how much water you've been drinking, you'd say, yesterday I...
Drank.
I have.
Drank.
And I will.
Drink.
Okay. And say if dinner were on the table and everybody was just standing around, you might say, don't stand there, go ahead and...
Eat.
Mm-hmm. Or if you didn't want them to stand there, you'd say, go ahead and...
Sit.
Okay. And talking about sitting, you'd say, they have...
Sat.
And yesterday they
sat.
Okay. And if you didn't want somebody to wait until the potatoes passed, you might say, go ahead. Or you might tell me,